Okay, we are back from the future, going into the portal again. This is James Martinez, your host here. And as my special guest today, as we head back from the future into the portal, as I said, are Dr. Carolyn Dean. You can find it at drcarolyndean.com. For those of you that are new listeners and been referred and finding out about this little event that we're doing here. And Bob Neverett, as always, is here. And the star of the day, for the year, actually. Ion is here as well, who you can be, if you want to find out more about Ion, please go to howionic.com. And to just add additionally to that, everybody that's a new listener or current listener, I guarantee you, if you interact and interface with Ion, as many people have done already, it's a life changer for the better. So here we are again. Welcome back, everybody.
Hey, hi James, great to be here. I
all
have
right.
One thing to report at the outset before Bob gets after it. We had an earthquake last night. We experienced
Ooh.
A 4.7 tremor. Bob felt it, I heard it, and it's out on beside an island just across the South Maui Bay from us. So that was pretty exciting. We'll probably ask Ion about it. So that's my news. On to you, Bob.
All right.
Yeah, James. James. Hello,
way to
James.
Go, Bob. Good job.
Aloha, James. Mahalo. And any other words we know, Carolyn?
No.
Oh, okay. Aloha, James. That was my first earthquake. I never felt one before in this world. Of course, I've had many in other worlds, but in this world, which is rapidly deteriorating and disappearing. I don't say deteriorating, evolving.
Didn't we experience earthquakes? Bob's his brain has been addled by the earthquakes.
Yeah, I just found out our doors are locked here. I can't shut down the exposure of the show. The neighbors are going to hear it.
But anyway, didn't we hear earthquakes up when we were in L.A. with Joe Dunslow in the D-cell?
We heard about them.
Yes.
We never experienced them.
I thought we just had one here
yesterday.
Little shifty.
No, I never. And James, it was great. The house felt so fragile. It was just bouncing away. It was made of rubber or something. And it only lasted a few seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Disappointing on that level.
Come on, Bob.
Bob,
I thought you've been making earthquakes, Bob. You've been making earthquakes, Bob. I was expecting you to do something bigger than that.
Yeah, me too. I was disappointed. It was a neat experience, but short. So before we maybe ask Ian about that, I wanted to express our gratitude to you, James, in the Thanksgiving spirit, and donate or give, allow the next 5 minutes, you can have your way with Ion, whatever you want to talk about. You can even say greetings, Ion.
Greetings, Ion, greetings.
greetings from the closer than you thought beyond.
Okay, so I guess my first question is what's JW going to be doing for Thanksgiving?
Great goodness, the normal thing. You spread out all the goo and you eat till you pass out, and then you come conscious again, you eat some more, and then you think about what you ate, and then you think about what's left over that you can eat again, and you see how much pleasure and delight you can muster from an overindulgence of blissful gastronomic ingestion.
Gastronomical digestion? Is that what you said?
Ingestion.
Nice.
Ingestion.
Nice. Very nice.
Consume mass quantity. The meme of the moment.
How many JWs are going to be attending various Thanksgiving events?
Well, you broke up, but the answer is all of them.
All of them. Will they all be in the same place, or are they going to be located in different world venues, locations?
What's the difference?
Great. Okay.
Well, it's like Bob talking about he had his first earthquake and he didn't know what an earthquake was. And our question is, if you didn't know what an earthquake was, how do you know that what you experienced was an earthquake? Good point.
Checked on the looky box.
Oh, validation was required. Ah, okay. Very good, very good.
Okay, James, don't let Ion distract. Stay on point. Ask what you want to know.
Lemon squeezing, lemonade.
That's Bob providing lemonade for lemon.
So when Bob was experiencing this earthquake, if he didn't validate it, Bob, what would have Bob interpreted it as?
Well, that's up to Bob. He had to ask Carolyn if what it was anyway. You know.
I thought a truck had gone by.
Lower floor of the house.
And I'm going to tell everybody, in my known experience, I don't think I ever had that effect from a truck going by. Seems a little extreme.
Oh, a train went through the middle of the house. Went through the middle of the house. There you go. What does that feel like? Well, I don't know. I've never felt a train through the middle of the house before.
James, he's saying that because I have experienced earthquakes in some reality, I knew it was, because I even felt it, I must have known it before. Is that what you're saying, Ion?
No, we were just pointing out, you were describing, announcing that there was indeed an earthquake, and then you were building upon the process that you'd never felt one before, it was your first. So we were saying, how did you know that's what it was if you'd never had one before? Well, kind of like your place of power as a marvelous human creator. People talk about having their power, and they have it, but if they never knew they had it, how do they know that what they have is indeed their power?
So, James, I'm
well
going to extend the 5 minutes.
Whoever,
we're not letting Ion distract
that
from your private session here.
In the Thanksgiving spirit, I guess that's the subconscious allowing you to flow freely and easily. So, fine. What else you're asking?
If we are the news, the only news. What would be on the top of the newspaper? What would be the headline of we were look on the Ion News Channel for the planet Earth, this world?
Oh, that's easy. The Tea Party wasn't successful of voting Bristol as the winner of Dancing with the Star.
Yeah. You have your priorities straight. I knew you would.
Absolutely. Or the newest response would be the human creator's engagement with what they call now the TSA holes.
Another great one. So are they going to stop, or what are they going to do with the TSA? Are they going to expand these TSA are they going to expand the molestation further, or are they going to yield?
Oh, no. With Obamacare and the TSA, this is easy. They got the scanners. They got the probes. They'll go ahead and check your prostate and check all of your genitalia, and they might as well get an MRI while you're flying and eradicate all this whole big process that is so it can be infiltrated increment into the government medical standard of care. They'll just sort of build it into it, and it takes that way you're getting a benefit as a flyer rather than signing a contract of relieving you of your rights as a citizen to be probed.
Okay, so this is what I did, and I want to get your commentary on this, because I decided when I flew back from out of state, and I was going to go through the molestation opt-out thing, right? So instead of resisting and make a big deal out of it, I decided I'm going to embrace it, and I said I'd like to opt in. They go, "What do you mean? What do you mean opt in? I need to be felt. I need to be touched." And I totally went into it. I was completely excited. So I put my gear through, and I wasn't going to resist any of it. And then, they gave me the big speech about, "We're going to do this, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do this." I'm like, "Great, great. Will you do this too?" I said, "This is my first gay experience. Please, go for it all the way, right in front of me now." And the guy, the pat-down was finished in, 10 seconds. I mean, it was done. So I did the opposite. Is that what you, would it be more effective if the public does that?
It makes no difference. You got to see, the whole thing is just to see what you'll take. It's contrast to see how much is too much. It's the same way with medicine. Here's the maximum amount of dose. Take any more than this and it'll kill you. They find out how much it'll kill you, and then you back off that amount just a little bit, and then that's the maximum dose, maximum strength. That's all that is, and then you find out that that doesn't kill you either, so... Oh, there goes Bob.
Hey, I got on mute. How could you hear that?
Yeah. No, so is it Bob, are you still there?
Yes.
What is up with the... Are you guys hearing me okay? Because this line sucks. My light bulbs are going out. And
yeah, you're going in and out. You're kind of disappearing every few seconds.
Not that bad for my ears. It's okay, James. It's you interacting one-on-one with Ion. Don't worry. It's your little mini earthquake you're making.
Portal me up, Scotty.
You're just portaling, James. Now keep talking to Ion.
Okay, all right. Now, the big thing on the Drudge Report right now is that China and Russia said, all right, that's enough. We had enough of the dollar. That's it. So, what are the human creators in America, or the powers that be in the digital environment, how are they going to respond to this? What's going to do for the average person?
Oh, for the average person? Well, they'll just type about it and tweet about it and carry on until some other meme becomes something for them to notice. That's all.
So it's a mild distraction.
Sooner or later, we love the Bernankes. They're wonderful, blah, 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 blah. But sooner or later, they're going to run out of money of buying their own bonds to create money.
I didn't hear that last part because that portaling is so intense right now.
Yeah, that's right. You sometimes can swoon. Sometimes you swoon a little bit. Even Bill feels it too. Bill kind of swoons a bit. He's like, "Holy crap! What are they going to say next?"
I had an idea. I want to put this out to everybody.
Family.
I thought we could do like in the future. I was considering this. Portaling with the stars. So we get
No, not stars. Portaling with the star. There's only one star ever been on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, who's that?
Well, it's one at a time.
Yes, exactly.
One at a time, Cal?
Yeah.
The stars aren't so
one at
starry.
A time.
Who?
There's only one person they focus on. On that show at a time. You have no idea what the show's about, Bob, so you have no right to ask any questions. Now back off.
And how did I hear me wake up? How did he hear that?
I don't know, because I was downstairs.
Did you hear?
You were upstairs, no?
Okay, good. My mute's working for the physical, not for the non-physical.
It goes all over the island. They're running for their very lives. Rob spewed them again.
So
now back to the question. You're talking about China and Russia say, okay, we're done with the dollar. Well, Russia doesn't care, because what are they paralleling that to? The ruble? Come on.
Yeah.
That makes no difference. Who cares? Now, you're talking about the yuan? Well, that's pretty interesting if you're going to pull it in as far as who owns what percentage of what debt. So it's not very fruitful. If you own all of the great British pound, they owe you more pounds than anything else in the world. And then you say, oh, hell with pounds, we're done with that. It's not very logical if you think about it from any kind of economic macro or microeconomic standard.
So you're saying that since China owns America and owns the dollar, it's some sort of distractive comment that they're giving up on the dollar.
Carolyn, it's the stupid Chinese government, which has no power, not Chinese people, that's making these statements.
Right.
Is that an accurate way to say it, Ion?
Do,
yes. So we don't have to worry about what the Chinese government thinks.
But it was a real thought-provoking
meme
bit of information, James.
Yes. Good
okay,
question,
here's another one. I have to bring this because I always have these questions and I forget to ask them. Okay, I interviewed the first psychiatrist that was opening up an internet addiction clinic for people that are on chip body overload. Okay, so this was a while ago, and I talked to them. Now I'm read in the press now that there more of these clinics are opening for chip body overload people. So, what is that? What is that going to do to the laws of the United States, like court laws? So when somebody comes in, they're like, can there be a legal defense in the future for chip body overload? And that, is that going to be integrated into the legal system so now they have clinics and all this other stuff? You know what I mean?
Oh, you mean World Wide Web rehab.
Yeah, that's it. Chip body rehab.
Well, our penal system, our the Who Scout is full, so there won't be room to feed them in tin cam, and the Wi-Fi in prison, they say, kind of sucks. So, in that case, they'll have to send them to the Wi-Fi rehab instead of sentencing them to customer service. What is that? What you call them for community service? For that's not customer no service. Of community service for hours you have to put in picking up trash in the highways and the byways of life. Well, see, so it becomes problematic or issuance of how it applies. For example, you're either going to have a throttle on the web access itself. But see, they don't want to do that. I mean, it's kind of like tobacco. They say tobacco's bad for you, but they still, so quit making it. No, they make it because they make too much money off of it. The sin tax involved with that process is too vast. So what they do is they just run it up and put pictures of corpses and cadavers and say, this will be you if you engage in this. Well, human creators say, well, wait, I've done this 100 years and I'm still fine, so maybe not. Well, but then the tax base that's involved in that gives them the monies to then legislate more of these controls. Same thing that applies to the chip body. They can't control it, but yet they're trying to. They can't monitor it, and yet they do. If anybody sends anybody a child molestation something something, they already know it's on your hard drive, and they come and collect you to put you in the Who Scout.
Right.
So they know, okay? That's this whole IP issue. Well, then they have to make it be a race about who can bundle the IPs around the other way, you see. So it becomes just the status of control, because that's when you're hung up on authority rather than power. Because if you know about power, you also gain authority. But you got to get power for down pat before you jump into the authoritative gauge of how you're doing. So to answer your question, what you're actually looking at is there will be at some stage, at some point. Now we're talking about USA, United States.
Mm-hmm.
The United States is, not are. It is. Okay.
Yes.
But you're going to have a shift because there's lots of folks, well, at least seven or eight others that are outside of the U.S. that are living that don't even know what this is all about, because it really is just kind of drivel after a little bit. But the point of this joke that's being displayed is they've gotten to the place now where they can't keep up with the flow of information. So therefore, the only way it can ever go forward is that it must be an abomination. So therefore, we must limit it and control it and cease it and stop it.
No surfing the web except for 2 hours a day, and then take B complex and drink lots of water. Is that what you're referring to?
Well, that, or they limit what's available. You can be on it 24/7, but if you can only go to three sites and none of those are pornography, you're going to cut down on a lot of IP addresses.
Yeah, because the internet's primarily porn. Okay, so the question I have is because what the chip body's done in L.A., and Bob, you know, I go on and on about this because it drives me nuts, is that someday an attorney's going to enter a courtroom and they're going to say, well, my client's got electrically has an internet addiction, issue and was texting while they were driving on the 405 and killed 14 people. He's been into rehab twice for chip overload, internet addictions, and that's defense. Now, is that a trend that's going to be happen in the future, or is that already happened in the courts?
It motions have already been done alluding to this. But don't you worry. What about the cars now that you push a button and see it does the text for you now?
Mm-hmm.
That's the
yeah.
new age.
Because mm-hmm.
so
people are willing now.
Speak,
they're willing now.
For you.
Yes. Got it. This portaling experience, I can't hear anything correctly at all. I'm winging it.
Welcome to Bob's world. Great. So what a really big shoe.
Yeah, you now know what I felt last night, James. You know?
Shaky. Well, you did a great job, James. You did an admirable job. Thank you.
Now, we answer all the questions. Now, what about, James, you can't miss this question. What about, now here's the details. This is hot off the press.
Okay.
All this great work that you and your little cohorts have been working on now is starting to have validity. Because since you and Bob have canceled all the debt everywhere, you have now since unearthed and uncovered that how they actually foreclose on your property is that they sign a power of attorney on your behalf, forfeiting the property for sale at the courthouse steps so that they can be the first bidder and basically complete the foreclosure process through reclaiming the security deed, where they now are the deed holder of record. Now you've let the cat out of the sack that these people can file their own documents and they can sign a power of attorney for the CEO of, say, Chase Manhattan Bank on their behalf and sign the individual that their name to it as attorney in fact for Chase Manhattan Bank, send it to your local registrar's office and they'll cancel your debt.
You might have to say that all over again, James, and Ion.
Well, maybe. All right. Now, James.
Let's see if James
say
is
that
there.
Again. I was just about to say, Ed, whoever, please archive that golden nugget. Do it again.
Okay. Since you and Bob have canceled all the debts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a fallout from that. How they foreclose on your real estate, on your property, is they sign a piece of paper as a power of attorney on your behalf to proceed with the foreclosure process. And if you saw those documents, you'd find that that's what they do. They sign a document on your behalf that you are allowing foreclosure to take place.
But you don't even know that on your behalf,
correct,
behind your back.
But see, James does in his world because he's real smart, Carolyn. Didn't we mention that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now that is. So now that information is out, people are filing their own paperwork, and they are signing their names on documents as the attorney or power of attorney, in fact, for, say, the CEO of Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Chase Manhattan Bank, ABM Bro, any of these banks, they're signing the power of attorney just like the banks do on their behalf, which is not appropriate. So they do the exact same thing, sign their own name and as a document, releasing the claim of the secured canceling the debt. And they're sending it to their local registrar's office, and they go through the process, stamp, like they actually read that crap. They don't read it. They just stamp. Well, it, in effect, cancels their debt the same way they foreclose on the individuals. And they say, oh, that's illegal. They say, oh, that's illegal. You can't do that. They say, okay. They pick up anybody's foreclosed property, and they go, okay, who signed this piece of paper as attorney, in fact, for the bank when it was foreclosed on. That's also illegal. Give that back. So they got caught in their own stinky.
Right. That's right. So the people that have just heard you say that.
Yeah.
From our special 11 listeners. Has anybody actually experienced that?
Yeah.
Listening right now that is going to call in?
Oh, well, they're so happy with their canceled mortgage, they might have, it may not be the fastest path to their joy. But because of your work in the trenches, back in the fatness of all this prosperity that everybody was lapping up, then now they've come to the conclusion that it's not working. And they can file a piece of paper, and then there's nothing that the big bad banker can do.
And James energized this.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's real. He's handy for all that kind of thing. Bob, this is a thanking man's world.
Okay, so when the bank signs on your behalf and cancels the debt, well, then for our foreclosures, then they take it over. The next step is then they assume the property.
That's correct.
But what you're doing is just...
If you sign as a power of attorney on behalf of the CEO of that particular fiduciary, and they stamp, and the debt's canceled, there's nothing they can say, because what are they going to say? Oh, no. This person did not have power of attorney to complete this cancellation of this debt. And then you say, okay, pull every foreclosure, and every one of those is included a power of attorney that they sign, or some officer signs on your behalf, saying that you forfeit the property for non-payment.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I love it.
James, does that make sense level? Yeah.
From some attorneys and... other people I know that are in lawsuits, they've mentioned this to me and kind of asked it as if they were asking a question and weren't sure what was going to happen, because the stuff that's happening in the courts is totally new, and some lawyers I've talked to, they've never seen anything like it ever.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're playing by the same rules that the banks are playing by, and the banks don't like it when everybody's playing on the same level.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's the big question of the day that's in the fringes that's come out is after Christopher's story decided to leave
the answer. The big answer is Bristol got third place.
Oh, poor girl.
Oh, no, she'll use that to her advantage. It'll serve her well. Don't you worry.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, you're thinking about including her as VP candidate work.
Yes.
James, what is the big question on the fringe?
Okay. There's been a... I talked about this yesterday. There was a big speech that is kind of somebody finally figured out what Christopher Story was doing and spoke at British Outdoor Commons about... quote unquote Foundation X, who showed up out of nowhere through some secret communication lines that they'd like to come in and solve England and Ireland's financial problems forever, and they've got huge, massive amounts of wealth. And after the guy finished talking in the House of Commons, they cut him off, and he's referring to this group as Foundation X. And well, who is Foundation X?
Bob? Yeah, you want to take that one?
Would you take that one, James?
No, I want you to answer it.
Oh, I thought you said I'm Foundation X.
Oh, no.
No. Well, Trevor in England sent me a link last night to his title... The email's titled Foundation X. Hi, Bob. Is this real or a joke? I click on it. It's a YouTube Lord James of Blackheath speech on Foundation X. That's what we're talking about.
That's the one I'm talking about. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. If ION hands it over to me, then that means we're involved in it. We're no
Kyle won't speak, we're involved. So we can never talk about what we're actually doing. That's why we talk about everything else, James.
This portaling thing, right when we get to the meat, I can't hear what's going on. What did you just say?
I said that.
I can't hear. You're about to get to the juice and the meat, and I can't hear you. Say it again.
Oh, God, it won't be long. Your lordship will be making us a conspiracy theorist. This will be fun. We'll be the butt of the conspiratorial regime, of the colon of the mind.
Right. So, James, if you can hear me, I said that when Ion passes evades answering and passes the question back to me, it usually means we're involved in the answer, and
right.
Ion can't talk about it.
Oh, we can talk about anything. We don't have any problem, but you're asking from a place where you really don't care to know.
James, you're saying James is asking is from that intention.
Ew.
Okay, James, try to care to know.
I don't want to know. Well, I don't know why don't I don't I don't want to know because I really don't want to know, or I don't want to know because of something else.
Because it's dangerous.
Oh, there is no danger. Good gracious. He had testicles enough to cancel all everybody's dead in the whole wide world, so that's certainly not the issue. So then we could turn it around and say that the reason you're interested in this topic of conversation is, and you could answer it that way, and maybe you could get somewhere.
Oh, well, what is it? What is it doing?
Well, what did his lordship, Mr. Black, say it was?
He said, he didn't say who this group is. He just said that it's foundation.
And we didn't either. He said, what is Project X gonna do?
Well, no, let's back up. Who are these guys?
Nope, you ain't getting from there.
Yeah, you said who. That's who, what, where, why, when, 6 degrees separation.
Oh, yeah, six degrees
separation.
Right.
If they can do it, who cares who they are?
Right, okay, so let me try it this way then. If the human creators took back their power, like, unilaterally all across the world right now, everyone, all stand in favor of Ion, would Foundation
Ooh,
X...
Gary.
See, you should have said that. Don't bring Ion into it, James. You distracted it. Okay. Try it again, James.
No, here's a clue, James. Start your question with is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is this, is that, is.
Is Foundation X, the one that he's referring to in his speech in the House of Lords, is Foundation X, if he revealed... somebody revealed who their names were, would the public recognize these people?
No.
Okay. Well, who are those people?
No, I can't say who.
Well, we'd say, why do you feel the need to know? What difference would it make if you knew their email address, their Twitter page, their tweeting capacity?
Same reason I want to know when Kim Kardashian's making the next porno.
And that
both
reason
are
is
equally meaningless. However, there is a big interest. Of...
Good.
So you don't really want to know, James. Find something meaningful you want to know.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, about that.
Like, why would they consider it? So much.
Okay.
That it
why would they consider
to?
It?
Well, because it takes it now. Just like every other issue, it solves their having to figure it out for themselves.
Is Michael Jackson in on it?
No. He's not interested in them. They're a liability. There are
they're
no natural building. Resources besides single malt scotch, and they figure they can control that pretty easy by the barrel.
Well, Trevor asks, is this real or a joke?
It is real.
Okay. Is it parallel world economy?
Okay. We want to answer that question.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any difference because whether it is or whether it isn't, it is real. So, does it involve other worlds? Most things do.
Right.
Most things do.
Good.
Okay. So therefore, does it have a play? Is it totally from another world where you're being taken over, like Fringe, the TV series? No. It's not completely otherworldly, being spawned into your reality. No.
Is it a useful move by the Foundation, what they're doing?
For whom?
Oh, you got
for
the four
Los
in
Angeles.
There. For whom?
Well, for whom? You asked a question. And
useful for them or for us?
Right.
Well, I didn't want
Ireland,
to say.
England, U.S., Bob in particular, Carolyn's better benefit, or just for the comfort of legends knowing.
Legend. Legend must know. Okay, so what did I say, Karen? What I said?
Is there a benefit?
Is there a benefit for Ireland in the long run?
Well, if their debt gets taken care of and they don't have, and they get 40 acres and a mule and a chicken in every pot and they don't have to have a GMP and their currency is all strong and European Union survives to placate their position so they can consume, if that's relative, you'd have to ask
okay.
every single
okay,
Ireland
is,
and then if that
is Lord James of Blackheath, is he by asking or is he by stating the existence of Foundation X possibly starting like war?
You mean like in South Korea?
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
Or an economic war. Somebody would not want Foundation.
Economic war. Think about this just a minute. They're bankrupt. They're fixing to collapse the European Union. Switzerland's all but beklempt over this whole process. They're running money through Syria like it's running out of style. Even in the UAE, they're getting nervous with all this shifty business going on. That you're fighting a war against somebody that's laid down that ain't paid their bills anyway.
No, why are they running lots of money through Syria?
Well, I guess they thought, well, let's go through a degree of separation.
Well, I've been negotiating with Syria, so they must be catching up with me.
Yeah, did I use the wrong word in that question?
I don't know.
I think I did.
Why
Syria? No, okay. Yeah. What's up with Syria? Up what's with Syria?
Well, it doesn't make it less of a degree of separation if you put it in the form of a We'd prefer you to dangle the participle rather than use a degree of separation, but that's okay. You've had 2 or 3 minutes with us, so that's all right. You're just getting your sea legs about you, Bob.
Yes. Is there a change noticeable in Ireland if they accept this money?
Yeah. They'll have 40 acres.
No, not that. Is there a disservice? Is there a disservice to the lifestyle they've known, say, 10 years ago when they were doing well?
Yes, absolutely. And that disservice you could read about in the Old Testament.
Oh.
When the children of Abraham was starving to death. And they called up Pharaoh.
Oh.
And they said, Joseph, you in with Pharaoh? Give us some grain. We starving to death. We haven't made good use of sowing and reaping. We've been foolish with our resources. We're beyond ourselves. Joseph, just give a good word to Pharaoh and get us some business going on. Yeah. And they said, okay, are you sure? Just so everybody knows. Then they did it. And they said, oh, Joseph, Pharaoh's giving up the grains, so and we can't take care of this and we can't run that. Tell you what, let's just give Pharaoh all of our land, and then he can tend to it for us. And Joseph said, are you sure? Yeah, that's the way to go. Come on, you put in a good word with Pharaoh. And then they rolled on a little further and said, hell with this noise. You know what? Why can't we just become enslaved and go into bondage in the land of Egypt? And then if the shit hits the fan, it'll be Pharaoh's fan and Pharaoh's shit. And that's how that little story turned around. That went all the way to Auschwitz.
Auschwitz?
Auschwitz.
I hit the Buffalo with the correct words on that one.
Boy, it was tooth and nail for
Praise me. Praise Bob. I figured out how to ask a question.
So now. So now that's a story, and everybody goes, ah. So now if you draw that now, and that's not necessarily bad, that's just contrast. See? That's just contrast. You don't appreciate freedom till you get in bondage. You don't appreciate food till you get hungry. You don't know what Thanksgiving is until you're thankless.
So,
excuse me.
I can't. But this is portaline fever here. I can't.
You're getting that massage, James. You're getting a nice astral massage.
Yeah, that's right. You went to the TSA hold and said, check my prostate.
This is great.
That's right.
Okay, James, I have something. Maybe this will take the heat off you or change it or something. I would go back and ask Ion, there was something about I experienced an earthquake because I knew of earthquakes, right, Carol? Or I couldn't have had the experience unless I knew them.
Mm-hmm.
Could you, is that what you're getting at, Ion? That,
yeah, we just asked the question.
Oh, you don't have an answer for it?
Ion,
was
Carolyn the kind of shaman that gave him validation and let him label that issue as an earthquake, so he wouldn't even know. He thought it was a truck, or maybe he ate something bad.
Well, yeah, but see, the same way when the American Indians were here in this land, and the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria came, the ships was right there. The Indians couldn't see them because they didn't know what ships were.
Right.
Till
the
shaman said, "That's a boat. That's the love boat, chillin'. That's the love boat."
Wait.
He said it's a boat, and then they could see the ship.
No, but you're saying how could they see it anyways if they didn't know it?
The shaman knew it.
Somebody knew.
Yeah.
That works well because someone knew. Okay. Wait, no.
So, bring it down a little bit.
Yeah, so the... How do I know an earthquake, Karen? We'll ask you. You're the shaman. How do I know it? It only happened because you said so?
Well, I think you probably came up with it first, and I just said...
You felt something different. It's called an anomaly. You experienced something that you picked up as not the normal status quo of what you know is what you say reality looks like, smells like, is like.
You're talking about me. I picked that up.
Therefore, you said, wait a minute. What is this thing? And you go, is it a truck coming through the train going through the middle of the house? Is it a truck? Did something blow up? Is there something quaky going on? Are we in quicksand and it's sinking slowly or quickly or shaking up? Okay, so you notice that. Then you ask the question, Carolyn, did you feel that? Well, no, I heard it. Okay, she didn't feel it. You felt it. She didn't feel it. She heard it. All right. Then she went and looked at the lucky box, and there the government said, yep, you shook Bob's joint or just the other side of the thing and put a pinpoint on a map that you recognize as your geographic location that said, yep, 4.6, shaky.
Well, you know what I just came to my mind is yesterday the builder came to inspect the house. And I spent several minutes telling him, well, I think this window is askew because the ground keeps shifting in Maui, and this is separating, and, you know, minor things. So I did put a fair bit of attention on the shaky yesterday.
Mm.
And then it got validated when the whole house shook.
Well, Ion, when we asked, we had a session with Ion after. We did melting titanium, and I brought it up. And Ion said, well, Bob, you had quite a day on the 22nd. It's just the effect of that. Just the effect of our momentous day on the 22nd. So he did connect it to us. But I think when it was happening, I was going, very rapid speed. I go, should I bother asking anybody? Is there anything else out there to validate this? Should I just stick with my experience? Should I bother reaching out and connecting with the outer kingdom? And I didn't even let it run. mind.
My Kodak when this occurrence was taking place so I could document it for all the world to see. Have a YouTube validating the experience and.
Well, I gave up though and decided to be sociable and emphatic and said, Carolyn, did you feel that? Whatever I said. So I wanted to lead into this, James. A lot of people aren't afraid of death anymore. I would say that's a bit of a change since Rai returned to the plane of essence in 67. And
fear's out of the loop, but they are realizing better than not having a fear regarding it that there's not any of it.
Right. And now what we're dealing with is little deaths, James. The little deaths caused by the shakeup of the merging and shakeup of the five bodies. So.
Yeah.
The big death, that's what you get from the printed book, the big truth, they're gone, but the contrast is dealing with little deaths, which are mutating into unknown forms or anomalies.
Exactly, Bob. Look at your Revolutionary War. It was nothing other than a handful of people saying, to hell with you, we're not paid. We may pay your tax, but we ain't drinking your tea, and sold it into Boston Harbor, and that started the American Revolution. Over a damn bad batch of tea.
Yeah, so I just got this insight now. I thought this was an interesting idea, little deaths. But now I realize that's what I mean by holopathic in my chart. This is just a side issue. I just realized that's what holopathic, tiny and tinier of the archetypes of God, sex, politics, and consciousness.
That's what your revelation is talking about when it makes reference to the little book.
Oh, yes, that's right. Okay, so then I'm thinking we're discussing the word intention, James. Carolyn remembered that was a big thing in the New Age or self-help circuit. It was all about intention. What's your intention? And that's I went into it with Squeeze the Lemon on it with Ion, and of course got nowhere, and there is no
nasty.
Oh yeah. I mean, there was blood dripping. It was just...
Oh yeah.
Oh, man.
Luckily we had some transfusible blood ready to fall.
No, Ion was dripping.
Yes, yeah.
Well, either way.
Ion claimed, this is great, at the end, near the end. He said, I love this part, we're gonna get somewhere. And so what we got with is this phrase, James.
This is an ionic reframe.
What?
This is an ionic reframe you're about to say, right?
Reframe?
Yes.
Reframe.
Reframe.
Reframe,
yeah.
Like in...
I think I may be... My Portolini is messing with... go ahead.
Reframe.
NLP.
Okay.
I don't know if that's what it is. This idea, this process... Like earlier, when you were asking about something at the beginning, whatever your question was, it didn't go all the way. I think you should have squeezed it. But you have this phenomenon of the dance of thought among words. I think that's a great phrase. Because when you ask Ian about intention, and Ian says he has said to clients, doesn't matter what your intention is, it's the words you say. But then Ian goes into intention. So then I got him to try to explain what that is if it's not the words. And it's sort of implied thought. You goal-orient. You visualize just before you say the words. So you actually see there's an interplay between thought and words. And Ion says that you can think anything. It's not until you say it that it's real. But actually, thought is part of it. And it's this phrase, dance of thought among words. And the Thailanders mean that when they say, like a snake swimming in water. I just want to put that out there. This interesting phrase, maybe we get people asking, what the heck does it mean? The dance of thought among words is the ongoing contrast, being, ecstasy, dilemma, and love we're inside of.
All right, let's try it this way, Bob. Let's say that the thought is the neck that turns the head
good
to a certain gaze. How about that?
Angle.
Does the neck speak? Does the neck speak? No. Does the neck hold the head up?
Good.
Mm. That's good.
That's a good idea. But then if you... Okay, are you guys inclined to pursue it further, or are you going to go ride with that nice bomb that comes from BALM that comes from Ion with
well,
a nice
platitude? Let me say this just to add a little depth to the conversation. What I thought after that was, okay, then maybe that's why eye on is focusing on angels and talking to angels, because when you do the angel speak, and I just do angel singing, when you're doing that, you have no thought.
You have no conceptual content in what you utter.
No thought about it at all. You just let the words come out of your mouth. And but supposedly your intent in doing that is to speak to the...
Hello? Oh, my God. Okay, all right. I'm trying to figure out what happened here. See, when we had a portal hole breakdown, breakup. I just thought that I was off the air, but it sounds like there's been an ionic cutout. So we're going to get them back on the air in just a moment. My producer Bill is going to be trying to do that momentarily here as they call back. They may not even know that we're off there. In fact, they're having a conversation. It looks like they wanted to. Bob, are you there? I can't hear you. Okay. Okay. This is a demonstration. I'm sure we're going to have commentary on what this event actually is that we're experiencing here. But I'm waiting for them to call back me. It sounds to me in my earphones that I'm not even connected electrically at all at the moment. I can't wait to see what Ion is going to say about this, if we're still cutting in, because we might have gotten into we're going to find out if this is interference by the 11 people that are listening or something else. I getting from my producer Bill that I am on the air, but I don't hear anything on my end. So what we're going to do, we got about a minute and 40 seconds left till the break. So what I'm going to do is hopefully they'll be back and reconnected right after the intro music. So we're going to take a break right after this piece of music, and we're going to figure out what's going on here. Does this surprise me? No, not today, because I initially, before we got on the air, I knew something unusual was going to happen today, so I was semi-prepped for it. So that being said, everybody, if you're still listening, stand by. We're going to try and hook up everybody back, get him here, and give some commentary on what exactly happened there. So until then, please stand by. If you want to call in, you can see the call-in numbers on the Achieve Radio website. So check that out, or you can always put your flash message in. So stand by, everybody. We're going to be back right after this. Stand by.
I really do believe, I'm going to say it again, I believe there just ain't no such thing as dying.
AchieveRadio.com.
Hi, everybody. This is James Martinez from The Cashflow Show. For years, you've heard me speak about your money, your financial future, and your responsibility to yourself. Today, more than ever, with increasing toxicity in our foods and water, it's time for you to take charge of your life and take back that which is rightfully yours, your health and your wealth. I'd like to introduce you to Ion Ways, the answer to your health and financial future. If you're looking to start your own business or take back your health, Ion Ways is the solution. Please go to www.ionways.com/James Martinez. Whether it's to start your own business or take control of your health, you'll not find a better company and product to do so. For the best in the market of energized, ionized, and alkaline water, go to www.ionways.com/James Martinez. For have powerful antioxidant effects, superior hydration, more oxygen, and proper pH. Remember, health is the only wealth. That's www.ionwaves.com/James Martinez.
If you're finding moments in your life's path where you're searching for direction and greater peace of mind, the place to turn to for guidance is Soul's Journey Lightworkers. You can trust the screened and tested professionals at SJ Lightworkers are unlike any other in the world. Lightworkers such as psychics, astrologers, angel communicators, and more are available to help guide you on your path 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Whether it's relationships, money, career, or any area of your life that you seek guidance, the Soul's Journey Lightworker team is here for you. Visit us today at sjlightworkers.com for a private phone or chat reading. If your chosen lightworker is not available, you can easily schedule an appointment or request a call back for us to connect with you. As planetary changes continue to shift for a brighter tomorrow, the time is now to heal wounds of your past and clear the way for a happier future. Contact Soul's Journey Lightworkers today at sjlightworkers.com. Soul's Journey Lightworkers. Enhance your life in just one call.